Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is July the 25th. Take two.
Take two.
We are now peppy and ready to go.
Good to see you, Justin.
Good to see you.
Hey, this is a big birthday week around here.
It is.
Brad's is today.
Yours is tomorrow.
And yours is Sunday.
You're saying my daughter's is tomorrow.
And a lot of people.
A lot of people.
At Grace.
Yeah, because you share some birthdays with people at Grace, too.
So. I do. If I gave a shout-out, I'd miss somebody, I better not do that.
Yeah. It's always dangerous to do a shout-out.
When you start doing names, you start leaving people out, and then it's not good.
Yeah.
But a lot of Grace people have birthdays at the end of July.
Happy birthday if your birthday is this week.
That's right. And happy birthday to you.
That's right. Birthday to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great. So, I want to talk a little bit about today. We always do this on the sermon, but we'll just say this. We talked a little bit before the podcast, but I've been listening over and over again to an audio Bible of these chapters, the final discourse of Jesus. And it is just so encouraging to hear what our Savior said.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. I mean,
Do you do that at night or in the morning?
Yeah, I was telling you, I do it at night, and when I go to bed, I have little earphones because my wife is like asleep, and I'll put my earphones in and I'll push play, and I usually will fall asleep somewhere at the end.
Yeah,
and then I wake up at 2 or 3, and the Book of Acts is still going, and so then I turn my thing off. But it's just great. I was telling you, I can't get out of the first verse in 14. Let not your hearts be troubled.
That's a good word.
It is.
It's a good word for us. Let not your heart be troubled.
And then he says, believe in me. Mm-hmm. Just that those words are very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. So anyways, it's been an encouraging time. So we were in 14 still, all about loving Jesus and obeying his commands.
Yeah, love and obedience.
Yeah, so give us a little bit of an overview from Sunday.
So this was the second message in this, I think it's going to be about 7 weeks, of messages that Jesus gave his disciples during what's called the farewell discourse, his final statement that John records, long sermon that he gives them before he is arrested and then on to being crucified and being raised. Yeah. So we're in that section, and this is the second one. The first one was, don't let your heart be troubled, because even though I'm leaving, I'm going to return. We're going to be together. The second one is, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So if we start in John 14, around verse 15 and go on through verse 24, then we can hear three different times Jesus says, in different ways, that love and obedience go together. Mm-hmm. Love for him and obedience to him are inseparable. So that's what we were talking about on Sunday, and trying to exhort ourselves to remember that. But also wanted to make sure that people knew that and know that we know and are restful but also energetic about the fact that love and obedience are not things that we just kind of muster up or, you know, we kind of will ourselves into. That, you know, love for Christ really started with Christ's love for us. It started with the Father's love for the Son. You know, we went back through that, way John talks about love, and before Jesus gets to the disciples, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The Father loved the Son, gave all things into his hands. The Son, out of love for the Father, comes, obeys the will of God, and comes to take on humanity, take on human form, and go to the cross. God loved the world and gave his Son. You know, Jesus loves the disciples to the end. So what I was trying to communicate is that the way we come to love Christ is by Christ first loving us and the new birth and the call to faith, and then meditating upon his cross love for us. And then the way we obey Christ is that it's generated from love for Christ.
Yep.
So I hope that was encouraging, because I know a lot of people are, you know, they're like, oh, I don't love Jesus enough. I need to start loving Jesus more. And then they try to figure that out and they don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And I would say, if you love Christ and you want to, if you want to obey Christ and you want to love Christ, that's a good thing. That's a good starting point. Right. That means the Holy Spirit's putting something in your heart. And then you cultivate that by meditating on Christ and the gospel, the good news, what he actually did, his love for us and what he did for us. and you walk in fellowship with Christ, mm-hmm. relationship with Christ, so that you grow to love him more. And out of that love for Christ, you grow to obey him, walk in his ways more.
Yeah.
So that's an overview.
Yeah. So one of the things that you said at one point in your sermon that I'd love for you to kind of, let's talk a little more about here on the podcast, is that you were speaking mm-hmm. about love and obedience. And mm-hmm. you said the Bible will never speak about love for God without speaking about obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And you flipped it also. The Bible will never speak about obedience without talking about love for God.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little more about that, about how that works, or
yeah.
just, yeah, expand on that a little bit.
Well, I think where that goes back to is our understanding of the grace of God.
Okay.
Paul writes about this in Romans, mm-hmm. about a misunderstanding of the grace of God. And you can also see it in other places in the Bible. But sometimes, because I said a moment ago that, you know, our love for Christ is generated by Christ's grace and his love toward us. If we misunderstand the grace of God, mm-hmm. then we can believe mm-hmm. that God loves us and saves us, and we can just receive his grace, and then we have no concern or no thought for what it means to actually follow Christ mm-hmm. and walk with Christ. The Bible doesn't use that language. It all the way back to the children in the wilderness, you
yeah.
know. The Bible, God in the Bible, is using the language of, I want you to love me with all of your heart and your soul and your strength.
Yeah.
And I want you to be careful to do my commands and observe my commands. Because I have loved you, I have delivered you.
Mm-hmm.
So grace comes to us unmerited, undeserved, mm-hmm. unsecured by us. It comes to us purely by God, his freedom, his choice.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us. He is gracious, his favor. And when that grace comes to us, it comes with the power to transform us, because it touches us at the soul level, so that out of the soul then is generated a desire to obey. So the Bible always speaks of loving God and obeying God together. Never speaks of loving God without obeying God.
Right.
Because of the understanding of grace as a power to transform us.
Yeah.
The flip side is the Bible never speaks of slavish obedience without love. God's not interested in just having a bunch of robotic obedient people or slavishly obedient people.
Yeah.
God wants us to obey him because we love him, because he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right back to the nature of grace. If we don't understand the nature of grace, then we will feel like we have to obey him to mm-hmm. earn a love.
Yeah.
We're earning. If I'm earning from God, if I'm earning from anybody that I'm in close relationship mm-hmm. with, if I'm trying to earn something from them, I'm not loving them.
Right.
I'm caught up in my behavior, overly anxious about it, obsessed with doing things perfectly to get that love from someone. That's slavish.
Yeah.
Enslaving. And the failure of the misunderstanding of grace there is that you don't understand grace at all. You think you have to earn it.
Right.
What the Bible talks about is obedience to Christ and to the Word of God that mm-hmm. comes from a heart that has been transformed by grace and therefore loves God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not trying to earn anything from him,
yeah.
but is really trying to express to God mm-hmm. that we believe in his grace, his sovereignty, his
yeah.
goodness,
yeah.
That his will is right. So,
yeah.
you know, it all kind of, to me, it goes back, this whole thing of love and obedience from us to Christ goes back to a right understanding of the grace of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. So you started off talking a little bit about on our podcast about how one of the best ways to kind of understand his love and, or to understand love and obedience is just to really meditate on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see the meditation of the cross and the gospel help correct maybe some of the wrong understandings of grace that you just mentioned? Like you're mm-hmm. talking about where we see grace, but we really forget about obedience. We throw it out, or mm-hmm. we start going, okay, we're going to start obeying, but without love and grace, like we're trying to earn that grace. Mm-hmm. So how can the meditation on the cross kind of help?
Yeah.
I say course correct, right?
Well, that's good. Well, so for the Christian, we are saved by God's grace. We're given the new birth by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then we, as Christians, we want to grow in Christ's likeness.
Yeah.
What you're seeing when Christ is on the cross, what's being displayed or mm-hmm. is the love of God.
Yeah.
But it's also what's being displayed is the love of Christ for the will of the Father, mm-hmm. to the point that he will go to the cross. Mm-hmm. So even for Jesus, his obedience to the cross flowed from his love for the Heavenly Father.
Yeah, that's good.
And the will of the Heavenly Father, and also his love for his church that he's saving on the cross. Mm-hmm. So we can meditate on the cross and see there the covering of our sin, the atonement for our sin. And we can also see that there Jesus is being obedient out of love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way meditating on the cross can help us develop that love for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then also when we understand Jesus on the cross, we understand that Jesus didn't go to the cross unwillingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't go with, God the Father poking him all the way there and throwing him there and forcing him there. He went there not out of slavish obedience, but out of willing obedience.
Yeah.
His obedience was again, because of love.
Yeah.
So, we're seeing love displayed in action, and we're seeing action generated by love. We're seeing love displayed in the cross. We're seeing a cross generated by Christ's love. So as we meditate on Christ, we see him as our salvation. We also see in him the way we live out our discipleship.
Yeah.
That by his grace, we love him, and we will carry out a costly obedience because we love him. Not we're not atoning for our sin on the cross, not that obedience, but a costly obedience to him because we love him, because we have been transformed by his grace.
Yeah. I think too, I don't know if this makes sense, but too, wouldn't it be like, as you study the cross, you understand, you see the cross and the love of Christ, but you say, whoa, I could have never paid that price. There's nothing I could have done to fix my sin. That had to be done, which then kind of creates the humble, woe is me. Thank you so much. Now I'm living this obedience out of thankfulness and love for you. It kind of all works hand in hand.
It does. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to understand. Yeah. We're in relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
It's intimate. It's union. It's abiding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick application point. That means for all of us, when we are faced with the hard obediences, I don't know what that means in everybody's life. For me, it means there are certain things that I need to go and do. There are conversations I need to have. There are things I need to continually shed from my life that are just a waste of my time, or they're not productive. They're not helpful to my faith, and things I need, so whatever that is, whatever those hard obediences are, when we face them as Christians, we first and foremost need to look to Christ and say, I have a Savior who secured me in himself, who secured my salvation, who has covered and atoned for my sins. And I have a purpose in him, and that's grace. And we receive that grace, and then we let that grace generate love for Christ, who has loved us. And then when we look at those hard obediences, we can say, I'm doing this because I love my Savior. I'm doing this because my Savior loved me. I'm doing it because I love my Savior. I'm not going to do that because my Savior loved me and because I love my Savior. Mm-hmm. So the hard obediences become something that we can accomplish by the power of the Holy Spirit who is reminding us and bringing this grace to us. Mm-hmm. It's very practical. It should be the way we as Christians process the things that we're dealing with in this life.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for another good sermon in John chapter 14. It sounds like you have a lot more to preach from John on Sunday. We're coming back in 2 weeks.
We're coming back, yeah. Well, this week we're going to talk about loving one another.
Okay.
And then in 2 weeks we'll
talk about the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, which I mentioned on Sunday.
Yeah. Great. We'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks.